So years ago, my husband Mark and I had a friend that we worked with that we were very close to. We found out that our friend had a very famous and very special uncle. His name was Lou Gramm. Many of you probably know him as the lead singer of Foreigner. Cold as ice, ring a bell. Our friend invited us to his family's Memorial Day picnic, and we knew Lou Gramm would be there. Mark and I were very excited to attend a picnic with someone so famous and whose music we heard growing up. We showed up to the picnic, and I was expecting to see this younger man with long hair, maybe even holding a guitar. I walked in the house and kept my eyes peeled for this famous musician. I said hello to some people at the party, and after I finished my hellos, I introduced myself, I turned to Mark and said, "I don't see him. Maybe he isn't here." And Mark whispered back to me, "Look over there. You met him. That's him." I couldn't believe my eyes. Sitting on a recliner was an older man. His hair was short and thinning, no guitar in hand, but instead, he was holding a child and laughing. This was not the Lou Gramm I remembered. Still, I was overjoyed to meet this very talented musician. In my mind, I expected and was looking for a famous musician I had remembered and seen on television and in music videos, but this image was much different and unexpected, yet still so great. In the gospel today, Jesus' friends have all decided to go on a fishing trip. And like a lot of fishing trips, they aren't catching many fish. So Jesus calls out to them from the shore, and they don't know who this man is. How could the disciples not recognize Jesus? How could the teacher and friend they loved so much be so unrecognizable so soon after he departed them? Sometimes in our lives, we may be blinded to seeing Jesus right in front of us. These disciples were probably so stricken with grief that it was hard for them to imagine Jesus being right before them in that moment. Their most loved teacher and friend died, and they witnessed it. But Jesus reminds us that he's still with us and proved to his disciples that he comes in many forms, even when we are not expecting it. Where have you seen Jesus lately? In whose eyes have you recognized Jesus in your everyday life? When we open our minds and turn off the stereotype of looking for a brown-haired man with a beard, wearing a robe and sandals, we can find Jesus in the best places. I see Jesus every weekend in the children of our religious education program, as I walk the halls going from classroom to classroom. I see Jesus as the children prepare to make their sacraments, practice their lines for the nativity play, working on a service project, or just connecting with their friends and teachers. Yes, Jesus comes to us in the form of children. This should be no surprise. After all, it was Jesus who always invited the children to come to him. And it was always Jesus who asked us to receive the kingdom of God like a child. Children have faith beyond measure. Think of the last time you had faith like a child, or even believed in yourself as children believe in themselves and others. Every year, as part of our first Eucharist program, we ask the children preparing for this sacrament to choose a service project they would like to complete that is near and dear to their hearts. One child this year asked all of her neighbors to leave out cans and bottles, and she would come collect them another day and then donate the money to our mental health center here at Spiritus. Her mother shared with me that she wasn't expecting a huge turnout, but trusted in what her daughter wanted to do and waited. When collection day came, she collected over 4,000 cans and bottles. Yes, 4,000. She knew in her heart and did not hesitate for a moment to believe that others would show up to stand behind what she believed in without any hesitation. By her passion to help others and her determination, she raised just about $400. That's a lesson we all need as adults, The lesson is to not look back, but rather trust and know we will be provided for and that God will take care of us. We have to trust, like children, have no problem doing. So even when others may try to harness our dreams, we need to continue, stay steadfast, and hold on to the possibilities with God by our side. The faith I have seen in the children here in our program can shake and move mountains. This is why I am lucky to work with the children of our parish. Jesus beams through all of them, and I get to learn from them every weekend. Often when people find out I work for a church and run a religious education program, their first question is always, "Wow, you work for a church? Do you have a spiritual counselor or guide?" Yes, I have over 100 of them. The children and teens here at Spiritus teach me how to celebrate how different every person is because of their willingness to share the unique gifts God has given them. The disciples in the gospel today show us that they are also eager to learn about what Jesus has to teach them. Just like Jesus is teaching his disciples to continue to grow and carry out his message in new ways every day, Jesus calls us to do the same. I see that in our children and teens. They show up each week wanting not to only hear Jesus' message, but continue to work on strengthening and deepening their faith with service, being a good friend, and putting so much energy and love into their faith journey here in their own communities. Here are some ways they teach me. They teach me how to pray. One week back in November, one of our first graders was coloring, and I sat with him for a moment. I could hear him talking very softly, and I told him I could not hear what he was saying because with masks on, it makes it a lot harder to hear others, as we all know. I inched closer to him, and he responded that he was telling God that he hoped his cat would feel better. This boy knew in that moment that any time is a good time to talk with God, with about anything that we are carrying in our hearts. They teach me how to be generous and selfless. The third and fourth graders this year spent a whole class baking chocolate chip cookies for those that cannot attend Mass in person because they are sick or it is hard for them to do so. Can you imagine being a child and having to bake yummy chocolate chip cookies, and instead of enjoying them, you had to give them away? These children did just that. They were happy to bake those cookies for someone else because they knew that these cookies would bring joy to others. The wisdom and generosity of Jesus comes in many forms, especially in an 8-year-old. They teach me how to put others before themselves. Our sixth graders created a game for the rest of the religious education program, even though they will not be here to enjoy it as they are moving on to youth group next year. They gave that as their last gift, an act of love for the future children of the program. The quote that I love by Marcel Proust goes like this: "Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." We all have these special people in our lives, or even an encounter with a stranger that brought us happiness and fed our souls. These are the gardeners that nourish us to remember Jesus' message of love, kindness, and service. During the year, these children and my volunteer teachers have helped to garden my soul and continue to do so every year in many different ways. I love seeing the different ways Jesus appears through them. I could talk forever about how I recognize Jesus in the children of our parish. But for now, I want to end by having you look into the eyes of Jesus. So I would like to ask all the kids, teens, and teachers from our religious ed program and youth groups to stand. I would also like to personally thank our teachers this year. So if you are here, I would love you to stand so we can recognize you and applaud you. Lisa. I just wanted to name them off really quick. Lisa Kogel, Megan Bradford, Kathy Heaton, Sarah Warner, Julie Simmons, Jen Greeno, Whitney Bow, Fran McCarthy, Matt Riccioni, and Sarah Brownell. Thank you all so much for your dedication. So now, I will end by letting you take a peek into our amazing year.